I be playing.
Hello and welcome to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. I'm Mark Mayfield and with the Office of Student Media at the University of Alabama. And with me, your co-host, Dr. Adam Sterrett, Assistant Vice President for Student Life, and Andrew Deere, Coordinator of Informal Recreation here at UA. It's week four of the college football season, and Alabama's on the road today for the Crimson Tide's first SEC game of the season, this one against Vanderbilt in Nashville. That game begins at 2:30 this afternoon and will be televised by CBS. We've got some other big games today in the SEC and around the nation. And joining us here in about 10 minutes to talk about them will be one of our favorite guests, Jim Rainey, publisher of the Tuscaloosa News. But Adam and Andrew, first, Bryant Denny's quieter than a church mouse this afternoon. It's going to be a lot noisier up there in Nashville.
Yes, absolutely. As much as we like our home games around here, I think especially if you work at the university, you like this first road game and give us a chance to maybe stay at home and watch some games on TV and prepare for the upcoming stretch of home games that are coming. But it should be a big weekend in Nashville, and I know lots of Bama fans are already up there or headed up there, make a weekend out of it in Nashville, Music City. There's lots to see outside of our game. Andrew, I'm shocked you're not in the state of Tennessee at this point in some way.
Yeah, this is a game that I would obviously want to be at.
Andrew
it
special.
Being close to home,
yeah.
But I'm in a wedding this afternoon.
Oh,
so, you know, duty calls. If you asked a Vandy supporter, they would say this is the battle of two SEC Titans this year. But I'm not really sure if that's going to be the case. At least I hope Alabama proves that that's not the case this afternoon. So it should be fun. What percentage do you think Alabama fans will be up in Nashville today inside the stadium? You think 50%? Over,
50%,
under?
Probably about 50.
I don't know what that's looked like in the past. I don't really remember the last time Alabama played at Vanderbilt.
It's been a long time. It's been years.
I'll bet you there's some Vandy fans that now are trying to buy back their tickets that had already dumped their Bama tickets. But with that win last week, I'll bet you they're all of a sudden
scrambling.
Scrambling to buy back those tickets and see if they can get in the stadium.
Right.
And I'll bet you they sold them long before the season
and
started.
And with our out-of-state student push, I know we have a lot of students from Nashville. I think with us not playing there in a while, this is going to be an exciting time for Bama fans to get up there. And you know, we have a big alumni base in Nashville. A lot of students from there. Should be pretty exciting for them to be playing in such a great city with so many things to do.
Yeah, and the stadium is, you know, the times I've been there, and again, it's been a long time, but it's really neat because it's small and it's in the city, and I think it's, you know, it's a good place for college football. It's kind of the retro thing, you know.
It is.
All these big 100,000-seat stadiums, and Vandy's just the opposite of that. And I think also playing in a city the size of Nashville, all those things are really good for college football. Kind of reminds me of when Bama years ago used to go play Georgia Tech all the time in Atlanta and all that. About the same size stadium, and so it's you know, it's kind of like that, and it's good for college football. And Vandy, I'm glad they got a good team this year, and they do. They've got a good defense, at least.
Yeah, and the stadium's not as big or as loud as anything that Alabama will see, but like you said, it's very unique. They got the foghorn every time they score, which hopefully they're not going to be blowing that a lot today. But it is definitely unique. You know, I've been to a couple Tennessee Vandy games when Derek Dooley was the coach of Tennessee, and it was actually pretty rowdy. So hopefully the Tide fans are in there pretty deep today.
The question for you, Andrew, is if you didn't have this wedding, how much of a decision would it be between the Bama Vandy game and the Bowling Green at MTSU game? They're in the same market.
It's tough. You're right. Same. Maybe 30 minutes away.
We may have turned it to the coin flip. Maybe the nickel should have chosen for you if this wedding wasn't in play this weekend.
Being an employee of the University of Alabama, I've got to support the Tide.
That one.
And it's SEC over Conference USA to go to a game and enjoy. But I appreciate you asking the right questions.
I'm surprised that one just slipped off the big board. I don't know how Bowling Green and MTSU did.
I don't know.
Picks.
Yeah, the Blue Raiders versus the Chirp. Chirp. I don't know what they said.
The Falcons. Soar with the Falcons at Bowling Green.
Well, we've already we lost.
That's
the
Ball State that says chirp chirp. That's on me, guys. We just lost our Ball State.
Well, we've lost Conference
We lost
USA
our Ball State
a long
yeah,
time
right.
ago. Anyway, we just lost it again if we ever had it. So there we go. Hey, some other big games though. You know, in the SEC, Texas A&M at Arkansas. We'll talk about that one with Mr. Rainey when he joins us here, but. You know, it's one of the – there are not a lot of huge marquee games today.
But decent games for week four.
Yeah. Games with implications.
Yep. Pac-12 games, USC at Cal. this afternoon. I don't know what they're called anymore. Big 12, is that right? Big 8? Big, what is that?
12.
Bad conference. TCU at Okie State. Playing at 2:30, that's a decent game there, and I think even at the, you know, the Texas A&M Arkansas you mentioned, Texas Tech at Houston,
right,
is going to be fun to watch. I think here early in the morning, starting in just under an hour, and again, lots of evening games. I think the Mississippi State Georgia game,
right, big game,
is a big game in the SEC.
Yeah, it's a hard game to call.
I agree.
That's as we get into our picks, that's a hard one to pick for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Michigan and Purdue game should be pretty interesting. You know, Jeff Brohm's got Purdue looking better than they have in years, even in his first couple games.
Right.
You know, can the khaki lord hold off that offense? I'm sure they will, but we'll get into that a little bit later for sure.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, a game tonight, late tonight, Pac-12 at night, that would be a huge game normally. UCLA at Stanford, I think it is a tough game to pick. They both had losses, so
interesting line on that game.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
I think that one's intriguing as well. And unfortunately, the Notre Dame Michigan State game, which is generally a really big, interesting game at this time of the season, for some reason Michigan State just doesn't have it together. A team that's been so consistent for the last decade, certainly the D'Antonio years of just not being there.
Right. Really, right now. since Alabama played them in the playoff, they've really struggled.
Yep.
Which is interesting because, like you said, before then, they had a great stable of quarterbacks. They'd had Connor Cook, Drew Stanton, Kirk Cousins. I mean, they had all these guys and, you know, had a stable amount of success.
First year of the playoff was probably the last year that had a good season. And, I think they won a big bowl game, one of the top 5-6 bowl games.
Right.
But certainly the last couple of years have looked like a bad team, looked more like Purdue than Purdue has.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which – Purdue looks awful. So, right. Also early on, NC State at Florida State, which, while not a terribly interesting game in the SEC, in the ACC, Florida State hasn't played a home game yet. They haven't played in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I think it'll be interesting to see at home how they come out. They're starting their freshman quarterback their other freshman quarterback, and them being able to come out of the gates with 2 weeks off after their last game being the loss against Alabama and the Mercedes-Benz.
That's had to have been tough for them to sit on the sidelines
absolutely.
This long. I certainly understand it. They did the right thing. With the
hurricane. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Certainly did the right thing. People's lives are much more important than football. But at the same time, it's a long delay for them, and I'm sure they're anxious to get back to football. And it's going to be really interesting to see how they respond and whether that layoff has helped them or hurt them.
Same with Miami and the ACC. They haven't played in a while either, and I think they've got their designs on winning their side of the ACC and probably going to a big game. And so another team that who knows how you play. You build your whole offseason around getting out of the gates one or two, three games in a row.
And that Toledo game could be interesting.
I think so as well.
Toledo's
the Rockets may give them
–
they are. They may give them all they can handle.
And I think the interesting thing about Miami, they've been in Orlando the past couple weeks practicing at the Disney complex.
Right.
And, you know, it's just another wrinkle in the schedule for them.
Right.
I think something we overlooked maybe, Florida's going for number 30 in a row or 31st in a row against Kentucky, which is just an incredible streak if you think about how long that is. In my lifetime, I haven't seen Florida beat Kentucky.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Which is really interesting.
That's really a strange streak. I mean, obviously Florida through the years has been a better team than Kentucky, but 30-something, you would figure.
You think there's one or two in there that sneak by.
Yeah.
And that predates Spurrier even, which is interesting.
Yeah. Florida's lost to far worse teams in that 30-year stretch
Kentucky.
Oh, for
sure.
No doubt.
Sure have.
I think that – absolutely.
And the line is only three. Florida's only a 3.5-point favorite, I think, there, which is pretty interesting after the Kentucky win at South Carolina last week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to be an interesting game. So, some really impactful games in the SEC, and especially, but also around the country. So, it's going to be great. And then, again, Bama's game in Nashville this afternoon should be really interesting. Their first, I guess, true road game, right? They, of course, the Atlanta game was a neutral site, but and certainly the first SEC game. So anyway,
starting on the road at an East opponent, so it should be interesting. That sets the table for games today. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back here to talk with Tuscaloosa News publisher Jim Rainey, longtime friend of the show. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
You're listening to 90.7
Welcome back to the Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. It's a pleasure to have Jim Rainey, publisher of the Tuscaloosa News. It's the name of the city right there in the name, right? In the studio with us, Jim, longtime friend of the show. This is your second or third time back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How's everything going over at T-News?
We're hanging in there. You know, it's going very well.
Good, good. So, why don't you talk?
Football season always helps.
Yeah, that's for sure. You got a great sports crew over there. You always have. It's they do such a great job. Probably the best in the state. Yep, that's great. And so, tell us a little bit though about I mean, obviously, as the publisher of Tuscaloosa News, you're kind of like the mayor. And I'm not saying you're a politician, but you know, you have to be everywhere all the time because I'm sure you know you're the voice of the town. So how's it all going?
It's going well. I'm staying busy. I'm far from the mayor, though, don't
I? Yeah, I didn't mean to put you in
not
that.
The
yeah.
mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fortunately, I don't have to work for votes. I'm grateful for that.
Right.
But no, things are going very well. And, you know, it's a great time to be in Tuscaloosa. We've got so many great things going on in this city. So many this past week we celebrated the anniversary of Mercedes-Benz coming to town.
Right.
And what a transformative type thing that was for the local economy. But there are so many good things going on with the revitalization of downtown.
Right.
The growth here at the university has just been a tremendous boon for everybody.
Right.
So it's a great time to be in T-Town.
Yeah, that's great. And the paper looks great. It's also you're one of the there are fewer and fewer papers that are 7 days a week, you know.
Yeah.
And that's I know people here really appreciate the print issue, and obviously the online component is strong as well, and going really well. Sports, there's nobody in the state that could say they're better than your group in terms of how they cover Alabama football and other sports, but with Tommy Dees and Aaron Suttles and Cecil Hurt and all the team, they just do such a good job. And not only that, but they're well known around the country for their work.
Absolutely, they are, and we're very fortunate to have the group that we have. And one the shameless plug, one of the things that's changed since last time I was here is TideSports.com is now free for the people.
Yep.
We have ended our relationship that we had, a long-term relationship with Yahoo and Rivals. And really it was a decision made because the business is changing a great deal. And so we did open that up, drop the paywall, and that could not be better received. It could not have been better received. It really has, our audience has exploded, and certainly football season helps with that. But I'm very happy with the job. We've got a young man there, Ben Jones, that we had lured away who had covered Florida State in the past. That's really the webmaster there, and you can check out all of Cecil and Aaron's content there. A lot more there if you're looking at Alabama football than what you're going to find at TuscaloosaNews.com or in print. We've just started some podcasts that are a blast to listen to. If you're an Alabama football fan, you'll get information there you won't get anywhere else. Unfiltered press conferences with Nick Saban.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy and pleased with what we're doing there.
Yeah, that's great. That's really good. Well, and everything else too. It's comprehensive coverage. I think it's hard work. I started off in the newspaper business. But I think it's the most important work there is. It's important to a democracy, obviously, that you're out there covering everything. I think sometimes we sort of take it for granted that I'm going to find out what happened, whether it's a high school football game or whether it's the local city council. We just kind of take it for granted that, hey, we know somebody's going to be there and we'll be able to check it out in Tuscaloosa News. But that takes people. It takes work, planning, all those things. It's so important to a community, you guys are doing a great job of it.
Well, I think in a lot of instances, the community gets the kind of newspaper it deserves. And so we're able to do that 7 days a week and maintain that because of the support that we're receiving from readers and advertisers here in our community. And if we didn't have that kind of support, we would be in a much worse shape like a lot of others are.
Yeah.
But I still believe when I entered the business that it is a noble calling.
Yeah.
And it is a calling, a vocation in a lot of ways, and that really providing a mirror for the community to see itself, warts and all, yes, it is a tough job, but it's an honor to have the opportunity to do it as well.
Yeah.
And as far as sports go, you know, I think it was Teddy Roosevelt that said, either Teddy or Franklin said that he preferred to read the sports pages because they recorded men's accomplishments while the front pages usually were just the opposite.
Yeah.
A lot of truth in that, you know? A lot of truth in that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good line. I may have said this last year, the year before. I grew up in a retail family. My dad worked in the retail business forever, so the newspaper in our house was this revered thing, not only because of the news and the sports, but also because that's where the ads were. And I'm one of the crazy people that shows up outside your door Thanksgiving, waiting, or night before Thanksgiving, waiting for the big Thanksgiving ads issues.
Yeah.
And so me and my people hang out there, and the news is already always out there covering it, the TV news. And people always ask me, certainly people younger than I, it's like, that is just the strangest thing to them. But in the old days, you used to really get up and get going and get ready for that issue to come out and get the ads for the next morning and get the Black Friday ads. And since I grew up in a retail family, that's still really part of what we do. And all my friends make fun of me, and people like young Andrew here just can't.
I have
can't
no
even
idea what you're talking about. I really don't.
Talking about.
that was a big day.
They still do it.
Yeah,
still there. And in recent years, we've done things to go out and bring them hot dogs or donuts.
I got free donuts last year.
Yeah.
Everybody's in pajamas picking up the ads for Black Friday.
I got to tell you, even though at that time is usually when I'm at home,
right?
I do drive up because it warms my heart.
It's cool, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
I agree. That's what I called my dad proudly this year. And I said, you'd be so proud of me because me and my people, we were out there. And it's a little community of people that get so excited about that issue.
I think one of the things that younger people and probably a lot of students here really don't understand. I still have the box out in my garage from Coach Bryant's 315th, you know, that I can pull up that day's edition and hold it in my hands and actually read the ads and see the, you know, the prices on cars.
It's interesting.
It's really neat.
Yep.
And if newspapers go away, that is something that we're losing, and that is a very tangible product. And the great thing about working at a newspaper is few people get the opportunity. 7 days a week, I can walk out in my front yard and pick up yesterday's labor, you know, and I can see the fruits of my labor right there and hold it in my hands. And sometimes I cringe and other times I'm elated.
But still, that's the part of the beauty of it too, right?
Yeah.
And the beauty is always the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I look forward to Monday so much because I get to see Mark Mayfield's column
on
our editorial page.
Yeah. Hopefully you're not losing tons of subscribers over it because I'm in it. But hey, I love writing it. I love the, you know, I grew up in newspapers and loved it. You know, they still are so important to what we do as a society and to democracy, all those things. But also, it's just so great. It's the same thing. It's like I still love, like the column on Monday, I still love picking up. I mean, you publish it online as well, but I still love picking up the paper and looking at it and just saying, you know, this is, I'm part of this in this way. And it's a lot of fun. It's great. And I think the news business is just so important. I keep saying it, but it's great to be a part of it.
There's not a comment section on the actual physical paper, so it's a lot easier to read there too.
Because than it is online.
It allows you to still feel that society is working as long as you don't have a comment section. Unlike
and the big difference is that, you know, if you spell luck with the wrong letter online, you can go change it.
Right.
But once it's printed in black and white,
there
hard
it is.
Copy, it's there forever.
It is.
And so, you know, it's both the blessing and a curse, but the great thing is that yes, you have that permanent record and it's there forever. You know, and speaking of your column, Mark, there's a tagline, a publisher in Blackshear, Georgia, used to, very small weekly, had the paper's motto, and I think we ought to put it on your column, and it's "Loved by many, hated by some, but read by them all.
I like that, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, as long as they're reading, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but no, you're right. And it's part of that mix of, you know, the conversation.
Well,
and
if you disagree with someone politically, if they've caused you to consider your own position,
yeah,
and make you even stronger in your mm-hmm. own position.
Yeah,
then you've gotten your dollars right. worth that day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I agree.
If it's caused a little of you to consider where you stand on an issue, a little intellectual exercise, then it's well worth that dollar, and it's going to last you longer than the cup of coffee at Starbucks that costs four times as much.
It's true.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Jim, you mentioned earlier Tide Sports being free, which is really, really great for the community, great for readers, people that live outside of the community. And we might have talked about this a little last year. What is the Tuscaloosa News doing with the ever-changing, you know, climate and just the way that people consume the news? I know we talked about you still print 7 days a week, but what are things that Tuscaloosa News is doing to combat the ever-changing, I guess, news cycle and how people consume the news?
I think the biggest challenge from earlier in my career to today is the immediacy and our efforts to work around the clock, our efforts to promote our content, but not only promote our content, but engage readers. It used to be that a newspaper was really a one-way information source. Yeah, we got letters to the editor, and I've been taking calls from angry readers all of my career, but through social media now there's back and forth, and it's immediate. And you hear, you know, if you mess up, boy, you're going to hear about
it. You're getting tweeted, right? You know,
absolutely.
Day of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're blowing you up. So that has changed. And we spend a lot of time focusing on what we're doing with social media, but also adding the podcast, something that we've done. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes money. It takes, a great deal of investment of time and capital. But we're doing the podcast. We're doing what we've done with Tide Sports, trying to open it up. You know, one of the things that people say, you know, newspapers are dying. They're not. Now, retailers are struggling, and we feel the impact from that.
Yeah.
We are it's not just our industry. Our newspapers tend to be narcissistic. We focus on our own struggles, and we report on our own struggles more than we do and what's really happening in the world at large as far as the digital transformation. But we're going through a digital revolution that's very akin to the Industrial Revolution. The difference is the Industrial Revolution took a couple of generations, and the digital revolution is happening immediately, and at such a fast pace. So really, as long as we're providing information that's pertinent, that's timely, that's accurate, that's trustworthy, despite what platform we're on. It used to be that we really don't consider ourselves a newspaper anymore. We're really platform agnostic.
Yeah.
We're really trying to get information out to you any way we can. We even have, broadcast television in our newsroom with WVTM. We have partnerships here at the university with student media, have partnerships across the journalistic realm here in Alabama in an effort to reach out and get our content out to more people. But our audience has never been larger, and it grows exponentially every year thanks to online. And Alabama football has a big part to play in that.
That's awesome. That, like you said, the podcast, Twitter, all these things, you're getting news out there, whether it's print or, in the internet. I think that's really great that no matter how you get it out there, you're getting it out there and people are reading at, rates that they never have before.
Right. And our reach is no longer limited by geographic region.
Right.
Now, if we have breaking news, Alabama football literally is worldwide. Breaking news with Alabama football or the University of Alabama, we can watch and see hits coming.
Yeah,
literally from around the globe.
That's great. Thanks, Jim. That's really great talking about Tuscaloosa News. Let's take another short break. We'll be back with Jim's picks for the upcoming games. Today, you're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hey, I'm Paul Feinbaum. My favorite station in the world, 90.7 The Capstone.
Yeah.
back on in the Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone with our guest Jim Rady, publisher of the Tuscaloosa News. Jim, let's see how your picks shake out. I'm sure you're going to go 10-0 here. I have no doubt that you can handle that. Let's start with the first one at 11 a.m. Got a big SEC West matchup, Texas A&M at Arkansas.
Well, and you know, in this game, who gets to fire
their coach
first?
I said big, right. But yeah. Big on who's going to fire their coach, exactly.
On the unemployment line.
Exactly.
Yeah, who gets to fire their coach first, and I'm going to say that that we get one more week, we'll have ATM. Texas A&M is going to end up pulling this one out in what is going to be one ugly early morning slugfest. Yeah. Start drinking early.
Yeah. Arkansas,
early and often, right?
Arkansas is wearing weird uniforms too. Jerry bought him some Cowboys uniforms.
Did he really?
Arkansas colors.
And of course he did.
And you know the uniform thing—that's the reason that I picked Texas A&M because because
it's the kiss of death.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
Get a fancy pants uniform, you're going to lose.
That's right.
Absolutely. Next one: NC State at Florida State, 11 a.m.
Yeah, and Florida State coming off of the long layover, true freshman quarterback. You would think that they might be vulnerable. Nah, they're going to handle NC State fine. Take Florida State there.
Absolutely. That defense is still there, even though they hadn't played against the Titans the last couple weeks. I think that's definitely a good pick. Going to 2:30, we have a little Big 12 matchup, TCU at Oklahoma State, the Fighting Mullets. What are your thoughts?
TCU is 3-0. And a lot of people are getting on that bandwagon. They're all jumping off after today. Oklahoma State's going to beat the brakes off of them. Their three wins have been unconvincing. I don't think that TCU has the defense that can keep Oklahoma State from scoring points.
They played a tight game against Arkansas, who you just said was going to lose earlier. So, I think you're right there. Staying with 2:30, we have a big Pac-12 matchup, USC versus Cal. 2 3-0 teams. What are you thinking?
This one's easy. USC, I think latest line is favored by 17. I believe that it'll be closer than that.
I hope so.
Betting the spread, I would take Cal and the points, but USC wins straight up.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, we got one big SEC game, Mississippi State at Georgia. We mentioned earlier, this is a tough call for me at least, but Jim, who you got?
It is a tough call. It is the toughest game to pick. And UGA is favored by 5. I'm not buying it. The Mud Dogs of Mississippi State.
That's fearless.
They're going to upset UGA.
All right, Mullen. There we go.
It's going to be a bad week for Kirby if that happens.
I think it will be, and I think Kirby's going to get it going over there. I think Kirby's a great coach, but no, I think Mississippi State.
At Sanford Stadium.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, another game in the ACC, Florida playing at Kentucky. A lot of blue in this game, 6:30 p.m. Florida coming off of, I don't know if they have players still on their team or not. Most of them seem to be suspended, and Kentucky is a typical kind of Marky Stoops team this year. So can they pull off the big upset there in Kentucky or not?
It's been 30 years. Kentucky has beaten Florida. I don't care.
That's the best pick.
I don't care. It's Kentucky.
Yep.
Kentucky. Whoa. Yeah, they're gonna beat them. Florida. I like McElwain. He's a good coach. But Florida is still one of the stories behind the scenes. It's not getting a lot of play. Is that there are likely indictments against some of these players, and we're talking felony indictments. That's a huge distraction. These are still college kids. They're still going around talking to their friends. Focus won't be there. I think Stoops finally has a team. He is going to be the darling and of the SEC. I think he's a legitimate threat to challenge for the East this year.
That is a fearless pick.
That's the most fearless thing we've heard this season, because none of us have been that fearless.
No.
You know,
nothing would make me happier than this.
Yeah, I thought I was fearless picking Memphis over UCLA last week, and UCLA was only like a 3.5-point favorite.
Just rub it in, Mark. Fearless. Just rub it in.
I know. I got to say that, but this is fearless, particularly the overall picture that you give.
Georgia and Florida. He just said Georgia and Florida are going to lose this week, is what he said.
That's
leaves the East in shambles for a team like Stoopsie's Kentucky.
There we go. Yeah.
See, the only Stoops still with the job too. The NCAA?
No, brother.
There's the other one, right?
The other one's at Oklahoma. Brother's still not the head coach. I think he's.
But he's still on the staff?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
Mark's the good one anyway.
The one that was at Arizona.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah. Notre Dame and Michigan State. Not quite the marquee matchup that's been in the past, but who you got?
No, it was a great game in the 1960s.
When it was.
Tied,
it was
10-10, and cheated Alabama out of our national championship.
Right, they
but
did. They did. They played for a tie.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Notre Dame went for the tie, and the voters, AP voters, went with Notre Dame and stole the national championship from the rightful owners here at Alabama. But this game, it's they're going to roll around on each other for a few hours. we'll all be watching Florida, Kentucky.
Right, we'll all be watching.
But when we look at the scroll to see what happened, I think Notre Dame's going to come out on top. I'm taking Notre Dame over Michigan State.
Normally, there's fancy pants uniforms for this game too. Normally, they get a bunch of different shades of green together, and much like the blue Kentucky and Florida game, this is just going to be different shades of green running into each other on a green field with a bunch of green people in the stands.
Rolling around on each other is one of my favorite things.
Good put.
That's set on the whole
right. We're going to pull that for a bumper. We'll use that.
Jim, you're classing up this joint.
It's great.
Some good liners because we hadn't had any here this season. So okay, let's move quickly. Washington at Colorado. This is a big game for the Pac-12.
Colorado, their defense is too weak. They can't hang. Washington is they're going to win this game, I think, going away.
Do you have real faith in Washington for the season, or you've got faith in Washington beating a Colorado team?
I've got faith in Washington beating a Colorado team.
I kind of agree with you, but it's interesting to see where Washington is such a darling at this point. Let's stay out west for a minute. UCLA at Stanford, a game that probably a few weeks ago we would have thought was two undefeated teams playing for the life of the Pac-12, but they've each got a ding, and who pulls it off here?
Yeah, they're both coming off very unimpressive showings. Neither team looks like what we thought they were.
Right.
Certainly UCLA, after that big comeback over Texas A&M, everybody thought that, okay, now they're set up for a special season, and then they come out and
lay an egg.
This is a tough game to pick for different reasons, but I think Stanford wins because they have just enough defense to slow Josh Rosen down.
9:30 p.m. here. Do you make it out of the second half, Andrew Deer?
Absolutely.
No. Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Yeah. Pac-12 after dark for you, bud.
Yeah. Right. Post-wedding.
Post-wedding.
There we go. There we go. All right.
Finally.
Yeah, Bama at Vandy. And I think I probably know who you're going to pick, but how's it going to go?
It's going to be a tight game in the first half. It's going to have Alabama fans thinking, oh, no. Second half, Alabama comes out, pounds the rock. And in the fourth quarter, they pull away and win by two touchdowns or more.
Wow.
But it's going to be it'll be a tight game for a while. Vandy, this is not, your daddy's Vandy. Mm-hmm. They're a good football team.
Boy, we wish
it
was your daddy's Vandy.
Yeah. And they've always played Alabama tough.
Yeah.
And I think they give Alabama – the Vanderbilt fans are going to have hope at halftime.
You're right.
Which is something that doesn't
That's a good way to put it.
It's true.
But I think that depth, size, overall athleticism wins out. Alabama pounds that rock. Bo Scarborough is probably – this could be his breakout week, and I think Alabama wins going away, and it won't be a contest in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. And so really you're saying Bama will not get any – like second, third teamers are not going to get in a whole lot of playing time until late in the game.
That's right. Or at all. And I think that Alabama's got some work to do on defense. We saw that with Colorado State. I think that we're going to see a lot of defensive starters go deep, deep into this game.
All right. Great.
That's not exactly a fearless pick, but we got big fearless picks out of Jim. Here in our guest picker. Thanks so much, Jim, once again for joining the show. Thanks for having a chat, and thanks for going out on the limb a couple times, making it a little more interesting for the rest of us. Good luck with the picks to everybody else out there. Please join us again soon, Jim. Let's take a quick break, and Andrew, Mark, and I will be back with our own picks today. Let's see if any of us are that fearless. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Thanks, Jim.
Hi. Hi, I'm Sarah Patterson, and you're listening to the Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. We should begin, I think, with the Florida State's return to football after a long break due to Hurricane Irma. We mentioned a little bit earlier on the show, they haven't played football in a couple weeks, their last game being a pretty tough memory coming out of the new Mercedes-Benz dome there without a starting quarterback, certainly without a win. And I actually was supposed to be in Tallahassee for the game today, little known
All
fact,
right.
But I am not. I am here with us.
You're here with us.
I am
All
here
right.
with us. And so what do you All got, right. Andrew? NC State, the Wolfpack, give Florida State kind of fits sometimes.
That's something I didn't know.
I don't think Philip Rivers is still on the team, though.
Well, and he's not walking through that door.
He is not.
I think the Florida State defense definitely takes care of business. Got a new quarterback, like you said. I think Florida State definitely beats NC State.
I saw that Brett beat us and break our ACC streak and Doug Campbell. Gosh, it was brutal.
That's horrible.
Gosh, that's brutal. That guy, horrible. Man, he likes to rub it in your face.
That'll end your football season.
It will. It right. will,
it really
man.
Will. Yeah, I think Florida State comes out and just punches them. I think Florida State's coming out ready to roll, ready to make a statement with their new quarterback. That Florida State defense didn't go anywhere. They're still there, and I think they're going to shut down NC State, and I think they're really going to beat them up.
Yeah, I agree. Stupid Philip Rivers. over here in the SEC, Texas A&M at Arkansas, an interesting game, really. The coaches' employment game, as we've said. Two kind of ugly versions of red and Arkansas wearing their Jerry Dome sponsored fake Cowboys unis, which I think makes them even more unlikable.
Yeah,
right. Mark, what are you having in this kind of?
It's a tough pick for
me. It is. It's an ugly 11 a.m.
It's an ugly game. It's a tough pick. I'm going to go A&M. I think they're going to have enough offense to, they'll certainly have an offense the first half, I guess. Not sure about the second half. But I don't think the difference in, let's say, UCLA and Arkansas is Arkansas mm-hmm. doesn't have the kind of offense to come back. And I think A&M wins this by about 10 points or so.
Yeah, I'm going with Arkansas. A&M stinks.
They're bad.
They're bad. Right. I'm going with Arkansas.
So I'm going to go Arkansas too, but I have circled here coin flip. I think it's a coin flip, and I think Arkansas is going to win because they're at home, although I think this is the type of game, like Mark said, that A&M sometimes wins for no good reason other
right.
than keeping their fan base on the hook for another week
right.
before they come here. But,
punish them more.
Yeah,
punish.
Exactly, yeah. Just for right. the masochistic reasons. But I think Arkansas wins, but I don't want to watch it. UNLV at Ohio State.
Yeah. Buckeyes.
No question.
Yeah, Buckeyes. No doubt about it. Yep.
The last 11 o'clock game here that we're going to talk about, Texas Tech at Houston. I think this is kind of interesting. Certainly it's going to be on my second TV more so than this A&M Arkansas blunder.
The over-under on this game has to be like 103,
it's
right?
It's got to be high.
Yeah. It's got to be ridiculously high. I think Houston's going to win at home.
Yeah, I do, too.
I
yeah,
do, too.
I really do.
I do, too.
I think they're
right.
a little bit better.
I think we're all on
well,
Houston's
bandwagon.
It
wasn't as interesting as I thought, was it?
Definitely not. Going into the 2 p.m. here, we have UCF at Maryland. Adam, what are your thoughts on that game?
I think this is a good game. This is, the Knights at the Terps. I think Maryland pulls out a win here. I think Maryland's going to string together a few wins and I don't know, make Under Armour a little bit more money this week, I guess.
There you go.
I'm going to go UCF on this
Ooh.
One.
All right.
I am. I'm wary of this one. I'm not a high confidence level on this.
Not
pick.
A Blue Crab fan?
No. But I think UCF will pull it out. It does worry me because of being at Maryland in terms of that pick. But I think they overall have the better team, and that's why I'm going with
Gotcha. I'm going with Maryland as well, purely because they're at home. And really, that's it. So, 2:30 p.m., we have the battle for California. We have USC versus Cal. Mark, what are your thoughts on this game?
Well, this game, USC barely beat Texas. I mean, it went to overtime, all that. And USC was home in that game. And Texas is not that great of a football team. Now, I agree that they probably played, over their heads in that game and all that. But I think USC has some offensive problems that I didn't think they would have. Cal is going to test this team some, but Cal doesn't have the defense, I guess, that Texas showed up with when they went to Los Angeles. So we'll see. I'm going USC, but I think it's going to be a pretty close game.
I think this is a great 2:30 game for the Pac-12.
Yeah.
I hope it's a great game because there is exciting Pac-12 football, and I like to go to bed early. And I'm going USC on the road. I'm my Cousin Ben Cormier goes to USC, and he's pumped. He's making the trip to Cal.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ben. He's a good one. And yeah. I think USC wins.
Yeah, I'm with you. USC's look pretty sloppy their first three games. They're 3-0. Wow. I still think they get it done at Cal. We have a huge matchup. I'm just kidding. We have Toledo at Miami. I'm staying at 2:30. I'm going to go ahead and make my pick. I'm going Miami, even though they've had a couple weeks off. You all mentioned earlier in the show this could be interesting. I don't think it's interesting at all. I think Miami takes care of business.
Mark, you got anything to say about this one?
Well, you know what? I think it actually
is. His voice went up there. His voice went up.
I am going Miami, but I think Toledo is going to put up some points on them. And I think Miami's going to have to outscore them, and I think they will. But I do not think this is a blowout, and I think Miami's going to win the game. But I think it'll be fairly close. Not a point or two. But
that's fair, Miami not being in Miami for a couple weeks.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm going Toledo by a field goal. I think Toledo goes on the road.
Fearless. That's fearless.
I think both Florida State and Miami come out a little dry, and I think Toledo can put up some points in the first half, and I think Miami can't come back. And I think they're trying to catch up at the end, and they get a touchdown at the end to get within three, but I don't think they pull it off. I think the Rockets are winning.
I have an inkling that you have like a fun fact about Toledo or something.
So it's
or like a food or something. There's you have something about
it
Toledo.
It is my all-time favorite collegiate football logo, the original Rockets.
The
Rockets.
Yes, yeah. Rockets.
Just remarkable.
Fabulous.
Just remarkable. Logo. So good.
Awesome. 2:30, we have a Big 12 matchup. TCU at Oklahoma State, the Fighting Mullets. Mark, who you got there?
I'm with Jim Rainey on this one. I think Oak State's going to just kill them. Yeah. Not total demolition, but I don't think it's close. I think Oak State is high-flying right now, and they're just going to beat up on them.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think Oak State outscores them, and I think TCU goes away from here on out. Because I also think Oklahoma State will lose down the line again, and so we'll have a typical Big 12, 8-team, dumb, no championship kind of season.
Right. Mason Rudolph is slinging the ball. Oklahoma State's offense really looks like a juggernaut the first 3 weeks of the season. So I'm going Oklahoma State as well. The battle for Tobacco Road also continues at 2:30. A Duke at North Carolina football matchup that we usually don't get excited about. But today, I guess, if you live within those within that rivalry, it's
the triad, right?
The triad, yeah. Right. You learn something new every day. If you live within the triad, you're excited. Mark, who you got for that game?
I'm with the Blue Devils all the way.
No doubt.
Yeah, Duke's big.
I think they got it going this year.
I do too.
All three of us are picking Duke. That is
unfortunate
for them.
North Carolina by 35.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
I think this game is awful to pick, but Louisiana Tech at South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go South Carolina, but I wish they'd lose.
Yeah, I am too. I'm South Carolina.
I'm also picking South Carolina.
Cincinnati at Navy, I think, is somewhat compelling football. but again, you know, my Ohio bias and my bias to not. Anyway, it's a bad game. I think Navy's going to win this game. Cincinnati, I don't think Luke Fickell can quite pull it off on the road against an interesting offense in Navy.
Yeah.
But I think it's a fun game to watch.
I couldn't disagree more on this being a fun game to watch. I'm not going to catch a second of it,
Look at
but
your
I'm picking
option.
Navy.
Well, yeah. We're now looking at the fifth to sixth best game at 2:30.
Right.
I was going to say, relative to the La Tech at South Carolina game, this is a fun game to watch.
Yeah, there you go. That's kind of where I'm coming from.
You're very true. I'll give you that.
I'm in the Navy on this. I'm going Navy, and I think they'll pull it out with that offense they got rolling. That high score, high rushing, big time rushing offense. 3 p.m. Michigan at Purdue. The Khaki Lord takes his corn and blue team, the Mason Blue, to. Purdue, Adam, as you've said, Purdue's not
good at football.
Not good at football.
Great at engineering.
Yeah.
Great at producing engineers.
So the Khaki King of Ann Arbor going to pull this one out? I guess so, huh?
I think so. I think this is I'd rather watch the Louisiana Tech South Carolina game personally, but I think they win pretty easy here in Michigan.
Yeah, I think that Michigan definitely wins. Purdue, they're looking better under Jeff Brohm, former WKU coach. You know I have to give shout-outs, but they're just not there yet. They're not fast enough they're not deep or fast enough to compete with Michigan just yet. So Michigan.
I'm Michigan all the way. Kind of interesting game. UAB at North Texas. Is the Mean Green, I guess? Is that still
it is.
That,
yeah, North
Green?
Texas.
Denton,
Green.
Right? Are they in Denton?
And, yeah. Yeah.
You know, who you guys got?
I think the boys from Denton are going to win here at home. I don't think UAB pulls it out.
I think I'm going with UAB purely on
you're trying
nothing
to
really
build
at
friends
all.
Up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd really being a Western Kentucky guy, I'm not the biggest UAB fan. But
I imagine.
Well, but, yeah, but I'm I think they win this game.
You know, a blazer is way cooler than a blob of red.
No doubt, no doubt.
I mean, sorry, definitely, yeah. I can't argue that.
Sorry,
a dragon, it's a dragon. It's a freaking dragon, right? It's a fire-breathing dragon, Adam. Right. What do you expect?
I kind of like the Blazers logo. It's good. I'm going North Texas, too, though. Okay. But I went with UAB last week, and they won. That was great.
They did.
That was a hard pick. But I'm with you, Adam. I'm going North Texas. All right, a huge game in the SEC, Mississippi State at Georgia.
This is big. This here in the dinner hour, Jim went out on a limb and took Mississippi State. I think that team from Starkville is going to have some trouble in Athens, and I think Georgia wins. And I don't think it's all that close. I think it's a 13-point win or something by Georgia. I think Mississippi State doesn't have it in the second half, and they have their own kind of version of a hangover from last week.
I agree. I think Georgia's going to win, but I do believe it's going to be closer than. You think I Mississippi State, like I said, flying high. I think they go in and make it a game.
Yeah.
But Georgia being at home is ultimately going to be the advantage.
Yeah,
a tale of two halves, possibly.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm with Georgia too. I'm going with the Bulldogs. I think this is a tough pick though, but because of home, I would go with Mississippi State if this was in Starkville.
If this was Stark Vegas versus Athens, Georgia, you pick Athens every time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Even with the sausage.
Yeah. And the cowbells.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You know, B-52s and REM.
Right, right. You win.
Syracuse at LSU.
Who cares?
Massive ACC-SEC matchup. Just a historical matchup between these two Southeastern conferences.
Yeah. I'm going LSU. They're just more talented.
Yeah,
they're not better
so
coached, probably.
No, they got better people.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
that
going
play
LSU.
Football.
Right.
I think LSU's
not people,
already
people.
Shown, though. They're already out of it this early in the season.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing for us who've got a date with them in November. But, yeah,
right.
I agree.
Right, right.
San Diego State Air Force?
Interesting game, I think.
I think so.
Interesting game. I'm going San Diego State because they got a good football team. Air Force is good too, and it is home. But I'm going San Diego State.
I'm taking Air Force purely because of the well, they're at home and the altitude's going to get to San Diego State a little bit.
I think I'm with Mark. I think San Diego State wins close with the running game, and Air Force can't keep up the offense.
I might regret that pick. I don't know.
You know. What you'll regret is watching that game, possibly.
Yeah, well, I won't.
Well, not more than Syracuse LSU.
I'll be ushering old ladies down the
aisle.
Right.
It's good. Right. You never regret that.
Yep. Yep.
So here's a game that's happening as well. The gentlemen from down in Alachua County are traveling up to Kentucky.
Your favorites. Those are your favorite guys.
I know. I called them gentlemen. That was nice.
You did.
Yeah,
reptiles.
Could have been reptiles. Lizards.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, they're going to Kentucky. And you know what? I'm with Jim Rainey. I'm taking the Kentucky upset. I think Florida, the distractions with 18- to 20-year-olds, I think Jim is right. I think it's too much, and I think Kentucky's feeling themselves right now.
I'm with him too. I was going to choose.
This is
Florida
your change pick,
game.
Right?
This is my change pick. Jim Rainey.
Jim Rainey came in here and convinced
you. You know what? I it's almost like got to be loyal to because of that fearlessness.
Right.
But
what the show's named after, fellas.
It's
hey guys, I we're here to listen to each other, and I listen to Jim, and I'm saying, hey, I'm going with Kentucky, and you too, Adam. We're like
certainly nobody else is here to listen to us.
Right.
No, they're not.
Other than ourselves.
I guess
it's a compelling story. Kentucky win.
It is
with all you all picking Kentucky. Does that make me fearless for going with Florida? Because I think that's what
yes,
I'm going to do.
Yes, it is.
I think 30 years is building up on Kentucky, and it just that kind of. Negative momentum around the game, I think, really affects Kentucky and Florida wins in a terrible football game.
Hey, real quickly, the Gus bus heading to Missouri, which I think Missouri's forgotten how to play football, but Auburn didn't exactly, impress the world against Mercer either. So
it's like a dumpster fire at a warehouse fire.
Yep.
Essentially,
right.
This is just two bad things. But I'm going Auburn on the road because Missouri is really just not together.
I'll take the dumpster fire at Auburn.
You'll take over
the
warehouse.
Yeah, over the warehouse. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Gus bus too. I actually would love to see him get upset, but I think they win this one. So.
Recent Big Ten darlings, Penn State, are going to Iowa. I don't think Iowa's got a team this year that can match their team from a few years ago either, and I think Penn State wins easily on the road here at 6:30. What about y'all?
I do, too. I think Shaquan Barkley and his bunch go in there and take care of business.
I do, too. I think Penn State wipes out Iowa. Iowa's decent, but I think Penn State wipes them out. So, hey, look, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a short break, be right back, finish our picks here, especially with Alabama up in Nashville at Vanderbilt today. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hey, this is Will Gamble, and you listen to 90.7 The Capstone.
Ladies and gentlemen, our fearless listeners, we are back in the Skybox, 90.7 The Capstone. We have a few more fearless picks. Let's go with the sun going down this evening. Let's start there with Notre Dame at Michigan State. Lots of green. The Sparty is not where he normally is at this stage of the season, but, you know, Notre Dame is kind of right where they always are, getting too much credit for bad wins and near losses. And so is this a game here, folks, this year, or is this a Notre Dame blowout?
I think this is a game.
Okay.
It's purely because it's been a good game in the past every year. I think Notre Dame's going to win it, though. Yeah, Notre Dame is not – Notre Dame is who we think they are.
Okay.
But they're still going to win this game.
I think – I don't know who's spray-painting Notre Dame's helmets this week because they just looked, I thought, horrible.
Yep.
They really looked like somebody just did the gold spray paint on them. I mean, I know the gold, but they
yeah, they looked like a Pinterest
They looked like it. You went to Home Depot and got the spray paint. Sorry, Irish fans. I really – you know, I'm sure they weren't just spray painted overnight. But anyhow, I'm going with Notre Dame. I think they'll win it. I think it's going to be – a pretty low-scoring defensive struggle in a way because I don't you know, and Michigan State can play some defense. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Notre Dame can play some defense. So
there's a point earlier in this week that for that very reason I was going to pick Michigan State in an upset because I thought it could be a low-scoring slugfest, and I think that plays towards Michigan State's strength, but they just don't have enough to score points, I think, against Notre Dame. So I agree. I think the Irish win. Washington and Colorado, I think purple rolls here easily. Colorado doesn't really have it. I'm guessing that neither one of you two are going to go with Colorado either. But
no, staying with Washington
staying
for sure.
With,
the Huskies.
With Huskies, yeah. They're going to win this pretty easily, I think, overall.
And then I think the bedtime UCLA at Stanford game is a good one. I think there's a lot to watch in this game. And I think Jim went tree, right? Jim went
all tree. He did.
All
he went tree.
Went with the home team. Andrew, what do you have here?
I think I'm going with Stanford as well. Like Jim said, they're at home. I honestly think they're a better coached football team, even though they haven't played well this year. I like really the home bad team against the away bad team.
I'm going with UCLA in this one.
Chosen Rosen.
I'm going with Rosen. You know, I don't. We've talked about Rosen not living up to the hype, but I do think he can sling it around, and I think Stanford's got some kinks in the armor this year, so I think UCLA will outscore him.
I agree with Mark. I think a bad UCLA beats a bad Stanford team any day of the week. I think with Rosen, expectations-wise, he's been a little down, but he's better than anything Stanford has. So I think they go on the road and they beat Stanford, and it just kind of muddles up the Pac-12 again.
Yeah. All right, Bama and Vandy. What do you guys think?
Here we are, folks.
Here we are. First SEC game of the season. It's that time for Alabama. Usually, if you know, a couple years ago, we would be going into this game saying it's acting like it was Colorado State or, you know, Fresno State. But really, this Vanderbilt team has proven that they need to be taken more seriously than they necessarily have been in the past. Their defense has played really well. Kyle Shurmur, their quarterback, has really stepped up and really been, you know, his QBR and passing efficiency has been good against not very good teams, but they've still performed like, you know, like they've needed to up until this point. I think the tide rolls. Mark, what are your thoughts going to Vanderbilt, first time we have in a while?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough the first half. I think, like, as Jim was saying, and that you're, you know, I think we all can see that Vandy's got a good defense, all of that. Although I do think that, you know, that K-State team sort of skewed things a little bit. Mm-hmm. Bama's not K-State. They're going to come in there with a lot more than K-State had. And I think Bama takes a lead at the end of the first half, a fairly decent lead. I do. You know, I think they'll pull away in the second half and win it something like 31-7, something like that.
I agree with Mark. I don't think it's as close as everybody's making it. I think it's a good story to write that Vandy's better than they used to be in this and that, and I'm sure they are better.
It's
than
a fun storyline, isn't it?
Yeah, but like you said, Kansas State and Alabama are two radically different kind of programs, and so your best and worst have to be really relative to those programs. And I think you're right. They probably pull out in the second half and don't come back don't come back to their opponent very much, and I think 7 points is probably right. I don't think Vandy gets 10 points on the board.
I think Jim really nailed it about, you know, it being a maybe even a little bit sloppy or close first half, give Tide fans a little nervousness, but really just the depth and overall team speed takeover in the second half, especially with the crowd being a very large amount of the crowd being Bama fans, even though we're in Nashville. So I think that's gonna be the case.
It's a fun place to celebrate Nashville on
Saturday. It is,
it is.
Absolutely. Go
it
downtown is. To Broadway, Uber down there. Yeah. There's people always walking around, live music. It's really great.
And for me, this game's more exciting than Bama's last two games. You know, Colorado State and and Fresno State. I mean, those teams, Vandy's a good test for Bama. I mean, again, they're not playing at the elite level that Alabama is, but it's a step up, and it's the first SEC game, which is really meaningful. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy that it's, this was fourth game of the season, and it's the first SEC game. I'd like to see the SEC game start, a game or two earlier than that. But I think the other thing about Vandy is I don't think any of us hate Vandy like I do Tennessee or Adam like you do Florida
or any number of programs. Absolutely.
Although Andrew, I don't think
your beloved NC State,
beloved Wolfpack.
Right. So it's a little harder to kind of get up a good old fashioned hate in a game like this where you just want Bama to go blow the steam out. But so it's good for college football. It's great. I thought that Vandy has a good program this year.
It is. Vandy's not been very good in the past, but when they have been, when James Franklin was there, it was fun that they were good. That they were competing. And it's better for the league, and it really is better for, like I said, Alabama coming and getting a win against a better football team than we've normally seen
frankly,
in the past.
For us, it's a good draw in the East, to be honest with you. We've been taking Florida and Georgia's for too long So, I'll take them, and I'll take, Missouri next year? I'll take those draws in the East. It may not be a compelling game to watch, but it's better than drawing a top 10, top 15 team in a other side kind of round robin pick. So
I'll take it.
Schedule's tough enough without to draw from the East a better football team.
Right.
But we'll see. That's Vandy thinks they are a good football team, so we'll find out this afternoon. But yeah, I think we're all in agreement.
It'll be a beautiful day for football here in Tuscaloosa, even though we won't get to see it here live. It'll be beautiful in Nashville as well. So yeah, it'll be perfect.
It'll be awesome.
First weekend of fall, right?
Yep. Oh yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, go into that game. Be very careful today, or wherever you're going. And I think that's going to do it for Skybox. Thanks for listening. If you're, again, be careful out there. Thanks to our good friend Jim Rainey for joining us today from the Tuscaloosa News. And to Terry Siggers, GM of this station, for mixing this show for us. We'll be back again at 10 a.m. next week and right here on the radio. So we'll look for you then. Have a great weekend, everybody. You've been listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, everybody.